हरिः ॐ सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay, page 60, chapter 68. When Pradyumna was taken by the abductor Shambhara, Samba was born to Jambavati. Since Pradyumna and Samba were thus of almost the same age, the incident told now actually happened previously. The story is now mentioned in relation to Balaram's prowess, right? Because the question was about Balaram. You know, if he's done something so nice, so can there, you know, can you explain more about him? According to previous comments, the birth of Pradyumna and the marriage of Krishna with Jambavati are narrated in Bhagavatam in reverse order. Thus, the order presented in the text is only the order in which Parikshit heard the events. Because Jambavati was dear to Krishna, Krishna was very affectionate to her son, Samba. She prayed for a son as beautiful as Pradyumna. When Krishna performed austerities to glorify his great devotee Shiva, Samba was born. He was called Samba because he always stayed with his mother out of affection for her, according to Dana Dharma, Mahabharata. His name is therefore Samba, with his mother, not Shamba. Right? Shamba means something else. The angry Kuru said, "This ill-behaved boy has offended us, forcibly kidnapping our unmarried daughter against her will. Arrest this ill-behaved Samba. What will the Vrishnis do? By our grace, they are ruling land that we have granted them." Right. In other words, we'll capture him like that. And what can those, you know, people in Dwarka do? Because the land that they have, we've given them that they can do. Because it all is according to the authority of the kings. Right. That all it goes down through the whole system. And so then, from their viewpoint, then they've granted that. Well, they're not exactly looking at the viewpoint that the Vrishnis have just come and are taking part in the pastime, when in actuality, they're the ones that control everything. Since they're all the demigods and the Lord himself, so therefore, you know, who's granting who the authority, right? And also sometimes on the sa and sha, so Samba is the actual thing, but you'll find sometimes Bengalis sa, sha, sha. They don't make any distinction. It's all sha. Like that. So you might find that comes up now and again. Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, "According to the Vedic system, once being touched by some boy, a girl cannot be married or given to any other boy. Nor would anyone agree to marry a girl who had already thus associated with another boy." Right? So that would be the standard, because the idea is that whoever the girl's with first, that's always going to be, in her mind, the most prominent. Right? So even if there's a girl that's, you know, has spent a lot of time with a lot of people, the first one's always remembered. In between, it'll be a bit of a haze, unless somebody stands out as really good or bad. But because they've moved on, generally bad. So whatever it is, it'll go on. But that first one, so the idea is that if the arrangement is such that the first one that they're married to is the first one that they're interacting, then the bond will be stronger. That's all. And so since it's about that bond being strong, and therefore then having more of a common consciousness for the child, that relationship being strong, that makes it then strong for the family, so for the child, then it becomes very comfortable. So for all these aspects on what it does overall for the family, and especially the children, then that's the consideration. The modern considerations where they're trying to be much, you know, not worried about these things, though these are archaic, is because they actually don't care about family. It's not about the marriage itself and the children that come from that marriage. It's about the individual themselves. So it's not actually a very socially developed system like that. Does that make sense? Yeah, and it has the weakness that it's not like the animals where they get together for one season and then after that they move on and then they're with someone else the next season because the children grow up so quick. So with humans, because it takes so long for the child to grow up, you need to have something that'll hold together for longer. Right? And so for the animals, they don't really make a distinction, so they don't care. It doesn't bother them. Right? Does that make sense? You don't see that the animals are there moping around because their parents aren't together anymore. You know, the season's over. Like that. You know, so this doesn't happen. So because of these considerations, that's why it's there. And so then one comes to as close to that as possible. But this is your proper standard, and then you shoot for that. Somebody says? Yes?
Just as a matter of application, sometimes we find that it's better for the children and everybody that the parents are not together. Like, it's just such a...
Yeah, it means you can like that, but the point is what we're talking about here. Now, for the girl to have not touched a boy before she's married means up to the age of 7, okay, she plays with the boys and that, you know, in the family or cousins, and that's fine. But then from 8, they don't touch her anymore, like that. You know, that would be depending on the families, from there up to 12. You know, that's the latest. So then they do that. That's what it means by not being touched, right? So to have a girl, to have a family where this is possible, to have a girl that's comfortable with that, to have boys that aren't trying to touch, what are we dealing with? Cultured or uncultured? Yes, so then it's applying here. As you get down into animals, then yeah, they act like animals, then it may work. But that's not going against this rule, because this is the human rule. Because if the parents, it's better that they're not together, then they're not human. It's that simple. The culture they're following is not human. It's something less. So now in the Vedic, they can be separated, but they wouldn't be divorced.
Okay, yeah. I was trying to find out what the Vedic is supposed to say.
Yeah, it's just if it's not working for some reason, then they can be separated. Because once you work out the problem with time and all that, then you may see it works again.
Just saying, like violence, like really violence.
That's there, but the point is yes. But the point is that doesn't get rid of this principle. See, in other words, here is a principle of ideal, and so that ideal doesn't go away just because people aren't ideal. It means you have to have something to measure everything by. Otherwise, how do you measure?
No, I understand, but I'm just saying today, people take these Vedic injunctions or prescriptions and use it as a blanket, like...
Yeah, but people use the modern as a blanket also. In other words, using things as a blanket is a disease, yeah. Whether they're pious enough to accept the Veda or not, or they're just using it politically because it works for them. But in any case, it's a disease.
I'm personally asking because I want to help the Vedic that think that they reject the Vedic rules because they think that we have to stay together whether it's a violent situation or not. And
yes, but they're not using their brain.
So the point is
that even they're doing that. Do you not have what's it called? I think the modern term for it is Stockholm syndrome. So what's that? You know, is that a Vedic name?
No.
Stockholm syndrome? Where someone is very abusive to somebody else, but somehow or another, then they become attached to that person?
Is it?
Huh?
In Sweden, that's what...
I don't know. They call it the Stockholm... So whether it's from Sweden itself, or it's the person's name who the study's on was named Stockholm, I have no idea.
It's based on a case that happened, I think.
In Stockholm.
Yeah.
The terrorists hijacked, and hostages were kept. So the terrorists were very brutal, and somehow or the other they gelled with the hostages in that period of time. And the hostages actually helped the terrorists against the police to, like, you know, things like this. So this, from this case study, this thing.
Then you got the Sokam system. You know what I'm saying? So you have all these weirdo things. So the point is the Vedas is there. So it's just that only attachment to this, attachment to the modern breaks. I would say more marriages break up due to attachment to the modern concepts than attachment to the Veda.
Yeah.
Just as a general rule. But the point is attachment's always going to be the problem. Right? That we're attached to not doing our duty or doing something that we're not supposed to do. Because if both parents are attached to the idea that they should be together, they'll work much harder to make it work than if they think it's being together is one option, but not being together is also just as viable.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, like that. So, yes.
We've noticed that boys always choose association of the mother than anybody else. It's kind of natural thing for them.
Yes.
So why Samba is mentioned? Is that a fault in his character?
He spent more time.
More than anybody else.
Yeah. Enough where it stands out that therefore he's called Samba. Because that, I mean, everybody's spending time up to a point, but then there's a point where they'll start playing with their friends, but he would rather stay with his mother. You know, so that's then where you see it.
I think it went out okay.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you have Lord Balaram there to work out the completely insane situation that he got himself into, then yeah, why not?
And Balaram only trained him.
Balaram trained him, okay.
Yeah. Another aspect in children is somebody who drinks mother's milk first. Prolonged period of time.
Oh, okay, so then they'll call that.
That is also considered.
Oh, considered Samba. Okay.
Sometimes,
yeah. So
sometimes 3 years, like 2 to 3 years.
2 to 3, even up to 4 is okay. But past that, then that's getting beyond. Like that. So it means you do have some in the karma. Then they mention up to 8 years is very good. But then you'll have someone who's so grossly materialistically attached. I've seen one. Like that. They're really, really far out. So, there's a, you know, that 6 months is the minimum. 2 years is considered an optimum, in the, at least the Ayurvedic kind of thing. And then it can go up to extend to 4, depending on the individual situation and stuff like that. But after that, then it's not recommended because from 5, they're supposed to then move on and get training. Does that make sense? So, yeah. So, whatever. That's another way to look at it. So. Okay. So, therefore, then you know, so they're pointing out that you have very good families, you have these arrangements. So, considering all this, that's how they make the arrangements. That was Arjuna's anxiety, is that if we have this great war, then you won't be able to hold the society together, it'll fall apart. Right, because Shankara means consider the mix, then they can't understand these things and they won't act according to. And then the very thing that they claim won't happen does happen because it is the modes of nature. Does that make sense? It doesn't matter. Even millions of people say, we'll do this, which is against the rules, and we'll get a very wonderful result. They won't. They'll always get a bad result. Does that make sense? You know, like that. Srila Jiva Goswami adds, they forbade killing him. They only wanted to arrest him since it was the opinion of Bhishma and Vidura that he was now the groom, right? Because he had kidnapped the girl. Therefore, now he technically is the groom. So if they kill him, now she won't have a husband because then no one else will marry her. You know, as we see with Amba. Then, because she was kidnapped by Bhishma. Shishupal wouldn't accept her.
Shalya.
Something with an S, something with a B. Yeah.
Yeah,
I got the Amba right, yeah. Okay. And I always think he's Amba, Samba. Okay, yeah, cool. Is that So their opinion is this. The others are very angry and all this, but we see is Bhishma and Vidura are very careful about that, because Bhishma also knows how these things work out, because it didn't work out for him. So then better, you know, keep it together, right? right? If he's willing to marry her, then that's it. Bhishma wasn't, so that's where the problem came up. Like, if Bhishma just married her, then it would have been fine. Since it was not possible for her to choose another groom, since he had touched her. Thus, it is explained later that they were determined to capture him. The reason was his bad behavior, Durvini Tam. Otherwise, others would see them as defeated. Right? Because they had made an arrangement in a certain way. He technically wasn't part of the scene. He showed up anyway. He then kidnapped the girl in that. So then to show their prowess that they're family, so then he may have defeated them in taking the girl, but they defeated him and then catching him and bringing him there. And then, you know, naturally his family has to come and negotiate, and then you have to show that their family's superior. Right? So it's all part of the Kshatriya scene. It's just the way they work. So.
The whole idea of Svayamvar, that she chooses, or somebody kidnaps the girl, and then
But she chooses, then that's her choice, and it's cool. Their arrangement, their choice. If somebody kidnaps who they're favorable towards, then that also works. But here is someone who they weren't necessarily favorable towards. You know, so then they have to show their prowess. Especially because, now if he had been from another Sun dynasty, maybe they wouldn't have done that. But because he was Moon dynasty, then they have to show their position. Right? You know, it's complicated. It doesn't have to have a specific, just that you can have, like, let's say with, Devayani? Nala and?
Damayanti.
Another D, right? Yes. And so, yeah, at least we're remembering the first letter. So then Damayanti, then the Swayamvar there was just, they would all be there and then she'd go out. So that's not an uncommon thing. She'd go, there's the garland that's there. Whoever's being chosen, she puts the garland on them. So now if there's a criterion set by the father, for those who pass, if she agrees that this person can take the test and then he passes it, then it's May, and then she'll put the garland on him. Or it can be, is she just, whoever the suitors, they all are just there, and then she just goes down the line and looks. And then whoever she puts the garland on that one. So they can do it like that also. So it's not specifically set, it has a lot of variety. And she can also say who can be there or not. Like Karna came forward, and she said, I won't accept the suta. So because of that, that's why he wanted her insulted in front. Because he was insulted in front of all the kings and the assembly. He wanted her insulted in front of all the assembly. You know, but what he didn't know is that would be every one of them in the assembly's destruction. I mean, every last one of them. So, what to do?
Yeah. Now, when this kidnapping takes place, there's always some kind of fight afterwards.
They're Kshatriyas, they have to fight. You know, it's just like you have a pub and there's Irish people going to it, there will not be a fight. You know what's something interesting that I was told about the fight? It means now to fight, you have to know fighting. Right? So up there, because it's Europe, they generally use boxing, right? Who teaches them boxing? Anyone know? The priest. He knows the boxing. So they all learn boxing from him. You know? So yeah, it's just part of the scene. So they're Kshatriyas, they have to fight.
In that fight, now if this boy is killed, now who'll marry the girl?
So that's the point. You have a fight, but you don't kill the boy. You just
injure.
Yeah, you can injure, you can, you know, something. You know. The Kshatriyas, they'll survive.
So the moment the kidnap thing has happened, this is marriage. So now,
yes, yeah. But it's just a matter of whether they appreciate it or not. You know, whether it's some, but generally in a kidnapping, they always have to fight. That's the meaning of a rakshasa marriage, is there's a fight. You know, like that.
So
it's just the way it is.
Had this Balram not.
Nowadays they call it elope, but there, because it's in front of, generally elope means they don't know and they just disappear. Here it's right in front of everyone, they disappear. So
had Lord Balram not intervened in this whole thing, then what would they have done?
Somebody has to send, because they've arrested him to let him go. So somebody has to go. But if Balaram hadn't intervened, then the army would have come and the two armies would have fought. And whoever won gets the boy. You know? They're Kshatriyas. That's why a Brahminical life is so much easier. You'll be happy the prophet gave us the Brahminical. You know, can you imagine? They have to fight over everything. One piece of pizza left, you know. Everyone squares off. Like that. While you guys step back, the dog comes in and takes it. Yeah, like that. So. Yeah, because you look at it, then the Dronacharya taught, you know, so it's standard. Yeah. So they're closer to the culture. You know.
You need the rest of some army ready.
Yeah. To have your army and everything. Okay. Yeah, so it's just part of the fun. Otherwise, what's the point of being Kshatriyas?
Then the question comes that we see their behavior. They take some random vow, kill the person who does it. I mean, this is my Gandiva. Bhishma is taking Brahmachari vow. Then what the preaching and the, like, this kingdom and, like, you know.
The preaching, I don't get the connection.
Yeah. It's like
they're taking a vow, but it's got a certain purpose.
Yeah, it looks like a personal purpose, some kind of emotional thing, personal.
But
thing.
It's part of the Kshatriya mood.
Exactly, that is the problem of the Kshatriya mood. That it,
yes, yeah. But that's just the way Kshatriyas are. You can't complain about it. You know, it means wouldn't it be great if dogs didn't have flea, didn't shed hair, didn't slobber, and didn't bark? But then it wouldn't be a dog; it'd be a raccoon. You know, does that make sense? You know.
If we have to take some, you know, wonderful vow, we have to think of our service and then this and then guru.
Yeah, that's the difference in the Brahmins and Kshatriyas. Otherwise, if Kshatriyas are doing all that, why do they need the Brahmins? You know, you'd be out of a job. So be happy. Okay. The angry Kurus concluded, if the Vrishnis come here, when they learn that their son has been captured, we will break their pride, right? Because then they stole him away. They couldn't do anything about it. You know, eventually, they're all fighting. He's defeating them. Only when six people at once gang up on him, then they can do it. Like, same with Abhimanyu. So one-on-one, they can't defeat him. And so then, you know, their pride is broken, so then they have to break the other ones. It's just the way they work. It's just like Brahmins, if you're talking about just that Brahminical thing, that non-devotional, then they have to argue over, you know, something, you know, some philosophical point, some point in the Shastra, you know. They have to, you know, it's just what they have to do. Like I mentioned before, you had this Brahmin sitting around waiting for the puja to start, and they're quoting that verse about Ganesh. And one is, you know, describing connection with the dobi, you know, the white means the white clothes, like that. And when the dobi's coming, you're very happy because you get your new clothes, you get your clean clothes. Well, then someone else described it as a dahiwada, so the white is the yogurt on top of the dahiwada, and when you see it, you become very happy. So like that, they all had different ways they were explaining it. Just the Kshatriyas won't sit around and do that. Brahmins will, so that's just what you do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Does that make sense? You know, it's like
Vir to Kshatriyas.
Sorry?
That's Vir to Kshatriyas.
Yeah, and it's just like I was sitting on the train, we got stuck. I think there was a flood in, you know, the flood in Andhra. You know, a wave came in and crossed the tracks, so then we got up to there and had to go back down to Madras to go around, you know, through some place, Bhopal or something like that. And so then we're on the train for 72 hours instead of 24. Not good, right? So then in the car, well, yeah, it's all full of young Marwaris. So they're sitting there just kind of slumped around like that, nothing happening. As soon as a guy, vendor, walks in, and like that, the guy just wakes up. Because, right? Here's money, right? Something to buy. So he asks how much. And the guy says a price. And then immediately, without blinking, and, you know, just without a break, the guy said, you know, like, I forget what it was, you know, I can't remember what it was, but it's like, you know, 4 rupees or something. And he said, I'll give you 7 for 3, I mean, 7 for 2, or I'll give you 10 for 12, for 4. Just like that. Just he calculated already. It was like that. And the guy just blinked, looked at him, handed him 4 pieces, and took the 10 rupees. He was just like, bang, like that, you know? You know, so it wasn't even, he didn't need it. He didn't eat it. He said, after your friends, you want this and that. And, you know, it was just something to do because they're vices. They got to do something with money. They got to buy and sell. And so this guy walked in and immediately just, you know, took advantage. But I don't know if they ever ate this. You know, they nibble at it because, you know, what are they going to do with a bunch of this stuff? But, you know, so that's just how it works. So each, that's the point, is the Varnashram, is each of these mentalities, the Brahma, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, are so different. But they have the common element of human life. So therefore, you can take any of those completely different mentalities and connect them to Krishna. Does that make sense? Just like the ashrams are so different, but at the same time, is they're all about Krishna. Then Daiva Varnashram becomes perfectly situated. No one has any problem. If it's just Varnashram, then they can get proud of their position and have a problem. But it's the only system that can put all of these together. Like no other system can combine all these because they'll make it, they'll put it in the wrong proportion. Is that
what I'm saying?
So it's not complete, right? So the common person, then one of the attributes that they have is they always must lament, right? So now you have a system in which they choose their leadership. And then having chosen, what do they do the rest of the term until the next election?
Lament.
Lament. You know, so it's just, you know, that's what they do. So you want that, that's what you're going to get. You know, what you see is that, you know, other systems you use, qualified people choose other qualified people, then nobody laments. Because the point is, if it's a, it's, you have to lament, therefore you have to choose someone who you'll lament over. Does that make sense? It's just the way it is. But if you're a practical person that makes things work, you have to choose a person that is practical and will make things work. You can't choose someone you'll lament over. Does that make sense? So it's just the system, that's why then administration, the Kshatriyas do that, not anybody else. But it has to be guided by the Brahmins. Right? At the same time is that you have to have the free market that is there, but it has to be controlled, because otherwise the Vaishyas will just take advantage and squeeze every last penny out of it. In other words, if everybody, the only weakness of getting every last paisa that everybody has is that, one, you can't get any more, even though you have everything, but you need to, you know, you have to have that turnover. And two is, if they all die, who's going to buy your stuff? So you need to keep everyone just enough alive that they can work to make what you can then get the profit off of. So it's just about making you happy and no one else. So in other words, the common person is about lamenting, so they can help them out. So it's not a problem. So that's why the Kshatriyas have to control, so that then, you know, that lamentation is a little more balanced. You can't get rid of it. There's no such thing. But it's a little more balanced. Does that make sense? You know, it's like, in other words, there's no excuse for the lamentation. They'll do it anyway. Like that. You know what I'm saying? They'll lament and say, well, you know, what can you do? Well, actually, it's not so bad. You know, that's, you know, it could be worse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that means there's no reason to. They're just lamenting because they have to. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing, is that everybody has their position. And it works perfectly for them. But now if you want, that means you get just what you do. But if you want everything, it's just like, okay, I have 10 rupees, I want to get, you know, this thing that costs 10 rupees, I want to get that thing that costs 10 rupees, and I want to get this thing that costs 10 rupees. You can't do it, you can only get one. So that's the modern concept, is I'll get the benefit of all four of them, but, you know, at best perform the duties of one, if not none. That's perfection. Get all the benefit of all of them, but have no responsibility of any of them. So that's not a Shudra, that's below Shudra. Does that make sense? So it's the only system that works. So that's just the way it goes. That's the nature. So now when that's connected to the Lord's pastimes and that, it becomes very nice. Does that make sense? Yeah. And if you want to hear a story, it's generally always going to be about kings and fighting and chivalry and all that, and you throw in the conjugal, so this has got both. You got to get better than this. Right? Thus they'll become subdued when they break their pride, like bodily senses brought under strict control. After saying this and having their plan sanctioned by the superior senior member of the Kuru dynasty, Karna, Shala, Bhuri, Yajnaketu, and Suyodhana set out to attack Samba. Right? So he's already taken, so they said, you know, he's done this, we'll catch him. And they've gotten the sanction to catch, and by doing that, then the Frishnis will have to come, and then we'll break their pride, and like that. Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna book. There are different grades of fighters, including Maharati, Ekarati, and Rati, classified according to their fighting ability. These Maharatis could fight alone with many thousands of men. All of them combined together to arrest Samba. Samba was also a Maharati, but he was alone and had to fight with six other Maharatis. So that's the point, because one-on-one, then he could have defeated them. Mm-hmm. But they have to all six go together. Then only. Srila Sanatan Goswami comments. Yeah. Shala, Bhuri, and Yasha Ketu, Bhuri Shrava, were sons of Somadatta. It was approved by the elders, because there was shame to the best of the family, by the shame to their relatives. The enthusiasm to fight is indicated. The real meaning is this. Proud Duryodhana and others boasted, desiring to show them the greatness of the Yadus. After hearing the boasting, Bhishma, the best of devotees and knower of the truth, took this opportunity. Right? So they were boasting and all that. They could have just told him at that time, you know, he could have just told him, you can't defeat these guys, but they won't understand. So therefore, then he said, yes, but, you know, in this condition that you don't kill the boy, you know, like that. And so then in that way, then they'll capture, they'll this and that. He knows the Yadus aren't into a fight, so then Balaram will come like this, or somebody, and then they'll defeat it. In any case, if they send an army, they would be defeated, right? And if it was just Balaram, they'll be defeated. So in this way, they actually get defeated. So Bhishma then took advantage of that to quell their pride, because they weren't devotees, but they were dealing with the devotees. So to show the superiority of the devotees. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, seeing Duryodhana and his companions rushing towards him, Samba, the great chariot fighter, took up his splendid bow and stood alone like a lion. Footnote 18. His bow was derived from the Shanga. Determined to capture him, the angry bowman led by Karna shouted at Samba, "Stand and fight, stand and fight." But he already was standing and fighting. They came straight for him and showered him with arrows. O best of the Kurus, as Krishna's son Samba was being unjustly harassed by the Kurus, that darling of the Yadu dynasty did not tolerate their attack any more than a lion would tolerate an attack by you say puny or puny?
Puny.
Huh?
Puny.
Because it can be said both anyway, both ways. So in this case it would be puny. Puny meaning small. Because then if it likes to extend excuse, it's a puny excuse. And then size is puny. Something's puny, isn't it? Srila Jiva Goswami comments. Attacked violently, ativita, or attacked out of infamy, apavita, Samba did not tolerate it. O best of the Kurus, Sukadeva pacified Parikshit, who is ashamed of the Kuru's bad behavior, right? Because they shouldn't have done that. Because technically, amongst the Kshatriyas, if they come and take the girl, and that just shows his prowess and all that. So the natural thing, you coming back. But it's not that they don't fight. But generally it would be the other, it wouldn't be the family who would fight, it would be the other Kshatriyas who came to the Swayamvar to get the girl. They might fight, but you know, like we see with Draupadi. They all fought because they thought it was unfair. Why did the Brahmins come forward and they, you know, like this? Sama was the joy of the Yadus, Yadu Nandana. Harivamsa says, Balyat Prabriti Ramena So Streshu Vini Yojitaha Ramad Anantaram Chaiva Manita Sarva Vrishnabihi. From childhood, Samba had been trained by Balaram. He was respected by Balaram and all the Vrishnis. By his nature, he was an astounding boy. Right, so that aspect then of Samba is just a term or a name of endearment, because he was very qualified, very trained, very, you know, his qualities are very good and all that. But because he had an attachment for his mother in this way, then also then he had that name. So then they would use that. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, twanging his wonderful bow, heroic Samba struck with arrows the six warriors headed by Karna. He pierced the six chariots with as many arrows, each team of four horses with four arrows, and each chariot driver with a single arrow. And he finally struck the great bowman who commanded the chariots. The enemy warriors congratulated Samba for his display of prowess. Right, so there's six of them attacking, and he defends himself and is able to count to fight back. So it's one thing that they are fighting, he's only countering. And depending upon how expertly that done, they may get glorified for that. But he's countering and fighting. And it's not just an arrow here and there, but he's got everything. Right, you know. Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, while Samba was so diligently fighting alone with the six great warriors, they all appreciated the inconceivable potency of the boy. Even in the midst of fighting, they admitted frankly that this boy Samba was wonderful. Right, so then that way they'll be proud, but you do have that pride thing and the family thing. But at the same time, as by this display, then they'll know is, okay, this boy's qualified. And most likely more qualified than anybody else who would come. Like that. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, but they forced him down from his chariot, and thereupon four of them struck his four horses. One of them struck down his chariot driver, and another broke his bow. Having deprived Samba of his chariot during the fight, the Kuru warriors tied him up with great difficulty, and then returned victorious to their city. Right? So then to tie him up, then they would have to just, you know, physically do that. And because he's lost his weapon, it doesn't mean he can't fight physically. You know, in other words, wrestling is the going on. And so it was with great difficulty they could tie him up. That.
On a different point, we say the girls, they take the nature of the father, and Lakshmana was the daughter of Duryodhana. And this whole thing was because Samba wanted to marry her. Usually in our population,
I mean, the point is on the devotional side, then Duryodhana has a bit of a problem. But as far as his ability to, as a kshatriya and what he can do, then he's quite qualified. How to run a kingdom, how to do his duties, all these things.
What about her?
I mean, therefore she would have all that kind of qualification. Because that's the qualities that she would get from the father. You know? And if you hang out with Samba, then why you won't develop devotion? Because we're dealing here is these aren't sadhakas. So then they'll perform the pastimes according to just the standard rules. We're sadhakas, so therefore we'll look at that. They're qualified. Yes, they could be a good wife and a good mother and all these different things, but at the same time as we would look at it, what about the devotional? Because the whole idea is that you'll grow up in devotional service. You'll practice devotional service. Your children will grow up in devotional service. So if the wife is into that, it works a whole lot better than if she's
It's not a practical application for us.
Yes, no, it's not. That's why it's a pastime here. We listen to it, but we don't do this. You know, it's not that, you know, somebody's there at the wedding and the boy comes riding in on his bicycle and kidnaps the girl and goes riding off, then all the other guys go running after him and stuff like that. But, yeah. That's because the eco like that. The guy would come in on a scooter, but, you know.
Electric
school. Yes, okay, now it works. Yeah.
Too slow,
okay, yeah. Yeah, so like that. Having deprived Sambha of his chariot during the fight, the Kuru warriors tied him up with great difficulty and then returned victorious to their city, taking the young boy and their princess. So, also, it's fun is that she's sitting there on the chariot while this is all going on. You know, just watching. Yeah, having a pair of self as a son, right? So, you know, they're impressed. So she'd be impressed also. So even if she wasn't originally interested, so maybe now she'll be more interested. Srila Jiva Goswami comments. After they had got him off the chariot, they bound him. Right, because on the chariot, you don't want to fight there because the girl's there, so you want to get him off the chariot. Otherwise, it was impossible. Taking the boy and girl, because on the chariot, he's fighting, and this, you know, with that, they couldn't have defeated him. Taking the boy and girl, they entered the city. By describing him as a young boy, Kumaram, it is shown that it was unjust for many elder, proud warriors to bind one boy. It was previously said that Sambha was an astonishing boy. Achintyar Maha. The victory of the Kurus was by the will of the Lord for particular pastimes, just as Aniruddha was captured only by the will of the Lord. So it's not they could, otherwise how could they deal? One Sambha could defeat the whole Kuru army. We saw Arjuna did it like that. And so why couldn't, you know, the Lord's son? So all these personalities, they could do all this, but it's by the Lord's will, because then Balaram can have this nice pastime. Verses 13 to 43. Lord Balaram drags Hastinapur towards the Ganges. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, O King, when the Yadavas heard news of this from Sri Narada, they became angry. You wonder how they got so quick. Narada told them. Right? So it wasn't the biggest time. Like that. Better than CNN. Right? Urged on by King Ugrasena, they prepared for war against the Kurus. Srila Jiva Goswami comments, the Yadavas heard about this from Narada. They were urged on by Ugrasena, not by Krishna, since it was not proper to make such efforts for his son in the midst of elders, right? Because if he does it, it looks like it's just because it's about his son. So therefore, he's just passive. You know, in the midst of elders, relatives, and friends, he also knew the intention of Balaram. He also respected that he had given control of the kingdom to Ugrasena. Right? So therefore, it's Ugrasena's discussion. Otherwise, he could say, but then that means he takes the leading role. But he's given the role to Ugrasena. So because that's there, that's how it's done. So there is position by tattva, but there's also position by relationship. Does that make sense? So sometimes, depending upon which one we want to use, we'll use relationship if that'll be advantageous for getting our work done, or we'll switch to you know, the formality of the rules or the tattva, if that'll get our work done, but that's not consistent. That's self-centered. So here, it's that he's, in the pastimes, because of relationship, he's taken that position of relationship, therefore he's only dealing in this way. Like that. Because otherwise, what's the meaning of Ugrasena as the king if you don't give him the position? Does that make sense? You know, it's just like, let's say, if you have the king is there, and his ministers are there, and other courtiers are there. And then someone comes in and gives the news that one of the minister's sons, you know, has been captured like that. Now, if he stands up and starts trying to rally everyone, it won't look so good. Now, if the king stands up and says, no, we have to fight, now that's proper. You understand? It's just the etiquette.
Doubt. In terms of... Sometimes it sounds like the difference between Vani and Vapu. It's, as you mentioned, it's a difference between Tattva and Rasa. Because one is more, of course, they're both, you know, related. But more, one is more within the Rasa, and one is more within the Tattva. So how can we say in that connection that the, you know, Vani, which is in the tattva, higher than that which is within the rasa?
Because it's more formal. It has the formality. It doesn't mean, it's just like the varna aspect, then it has, that has the social context. But it's the ashram aspect that's there. It's just like, what is it? I'm not sure if it was the King Kulashekar. There's some prayer where he's saying that when he's in the court, then he's the authority and he has life and death authority over the citizens and what happens in the kingdom. You know, so he's the top person, has that authority. But when he goes in the inner chambers of the palace, then he has to bow his head to his, you know, to the queens for sense gratification. Muchukunda says. Some king. Very ballpark kind of connection. Yeah. So that's the whole thing, is that it. So the relationship is the important, but at the same time, is there certain aspects? It depends upon the category you're in, what works like that. Does that make sense? So, because here is the Lord is performing his pastimes as a Leela avatar, therefore the pastime itself is the supreme position. So the Lord's will of being involved in the pastime, then that's the position. But if it's a matter of establishing the authority or that, then he may switch to the other. But that means you bring in the more Aishwarya. So then, that's the whole point. That's what we mentioned before when dealing with guru or dealing with senior devotees. Whether they're acting in a formal or informal capacity, we always have to maintain, we can't cross the line of what's appropriate. It may be a more relaxed environment, but it's still, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's there, you know. So yeah. You just know, it's just like, okay, you're arranging things in the kitchen, and then you bring them to eat, they invite you also eat some, this and that. That doesn't mean that whatever else is there is yours to deal with. So that means you eat what you eat, not that now everything's yours and you do with it as you like. Invite your friends over, have a party. Because then later he says, oh, is there anything left? You know, bring some for this person. And, oh, no, there's nothing left. And you're like, why? Because you had a party. You know, that's, you can't do that. That's crossing the line. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's the whole point, is that they both function at once. So you can have, you know, proper etiquette in a formal environment or proper etiquette in an informal environment. But the etiquette must remain. So he's chosen this, that Ugrasen is the king, so then he follows the rules of that. And it has a particular taste. You know, because sometimes he's the one setting the mood, you know, like Ramachandra, and other times he's... But even if he is the king, still he's following his father, he's following the Brahmins. So any position you're in as authority, there's always one above you. So if you take the tattva, there's always one above you. Until you get back to Krishna. And then Krishna takes the love of his devotees. Yes.
Maharaj, is that why managerial things become difficult and to deal with when there's a problem? Because there's relationships and
yes.
Your friends. And
yeah, so you have to be able to work with that. I mean, it's just using, you know, De Bono's system of the hats and that. Well, I just had my management hat on. That's why I dealt with you like a scumbag, even though we've been friends for the last 20 years. But now that I've dealt and got the work done and it's, you know, worked out great for me, now I put back on my friend hat. We're just supposed to be fabulous friends again because it was just a hat. Hey, you know, it's just doing my service. So, no, you can't do that. You have to consider relationships, all that. So, yes, it does slow things down. Yes, it does seemingly make it less efficient. But the point is that since it's service, it's not efficiency isn't the perfection of devotion. It's expressing devotion is the perfection of devotion. So, yes, instead of it being something you'll take 3 days, it may take you 2 weeks. And so that's what you have to do. Now, there may be times when you don't have 3 weeks, you only have 3 days, but then you have to say that. And you have to work out a solution that will get it done in 3 days. And then afterwards, then you'll do the rest of the, you know, 2 weeks to bring it to, you know, in other words, we'll do this now and then we'll work it out and then we'll have another standard of what we'll do as a regular thing. Does that make sense? So it's personal, not just because you're in charge, you can do whatever you like. That's a major mistake. Now that doesn't mean that others can say, well, just because he's in charge, he has to, you know, we're also here. No, that doesn't matter. He's in charge. He's responsible. Right? All those devotees that used to be the temple president 20 years ago, they're not responsible now. So they can't say, well, he's got to ask us. No, he doesn't. He does ask and consider it, but it's not their call. It's his call because he's taking responsibility. Does that make sense? Yeah. So like that. Should the Okay. Lord Balaram drags Hastinapur. Okay. They heard from Narada. We were Shri down here. He also gave control. Srila Sukadev Goswami continued. Everyone's Srila Sukadev Goswami continued. Lord Balaram, however, cooled the tempers of the Rishni heroes, who had already put on their armor, right? Because as they're grumbling, they're putting on their armor. It's not that they sit there and just, you know, they're doing that at the same time. He who purifies the age of coral did not want a quarrel between the Kurus and the Vrishnis. Thus, accompanied by the Brahmanas and family members, he went to Hastinapur on his chariot, which was as effulgent as the sun. As he went, he appeared like the moon surrounded by the ruling planets. Srila Jiva Goswami comments, the Kurus and Vrishnis were related through the marriage of Kunti, a Vrishni married to a Kuru, and Rohini, a Kuru married to a Vrishni. Balaram did not want a quarrel between them since he was the remover of quarrel prominent in Kali Yuga. Or he was the destroyer of Duryodhana's, Kali personified, pride, Mala. He did not want to kill him because of his merciful nature. Right? Because he could just kill Duryodhana. It means if you killed Duryodhana in the very beginning, right? It could have worked out so easily. Right? He could have just ended up out in the forest. And then, you know, some tribes would have picked him up and he would have been, you know, the local tribal chief. And that would have been the end of it. But, you know, it didn't, you know, so he could make this trouble. This showed the difficulty in uprooting the fault of hatred towards the Lord and the devotees, even by the Lord himself. Mm-hmm. Right? So, it's a difficult thing. So we say as though people are envious and jealous and this and that. That's just the way it is. You know, it's Kali Yuga. That's the age. So, just as everyone has, the soul has the six enemies. So, you know, depending upon your taste in six enemies, you know, the volume. So Kali Yuga is where you can have maximum volume. You know? Does that make sense? You know, it's like, let us say we were doing a program, right? And it's this big. And you have speakers. How big are our speakers? Right? Not so big. How much do we turn them up?
Medium.
Yeah, medium. Okay. Now, let's say you're having a local program in here. you know, you have enough for, you know, an outdoor concert. And how loud is it turned up? Yeah, yes. So it's a matter of taste. For them, if it's not that loud, it's not a festival. You know? you know, so like that. So Kali Yuga is not Kali Yuga if you don't have the six enemies like in their maximum. So therefore envy has to be there. You know, it just has to be there. You can't just not have it. Otherwise it wouldn't be called yuga. Right? Does that make sense? And it's only by devotional service that you can correct that. So therefore Balaram, who's the one who corrects all this in Kali Yuga, the controller of this, therefore he wanted to control the situation and make it work nicely. He didn't want to start this quarrel between the Vrishnis and the Kurus. So, lust, anger, greed, attachment, illusion, madness, and envy. And depending on how you want, envy moves around, you know, but lust, anger, greed are generally there, and illusion and madness generally have their place now. Sometimes, you know, attachment, just sometimes we move envy at the beginning, I mean the middle or the end. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda ki, Jainatai Gaurav Vrinda ki.